Well, not a good day at the office. Again, I give Baltimore credit. They made plays. We didn't play as well offensively, for sure. Didn't make some plays that we had opportunities to make. Got played better. And again, it's been the story of our season, just the turnovers at bad times. You know, we can't get off of that. I thought our special teams did some good things other than one kick we had. And I thought Jabril was bringing the ball back physically as he was returning balls. Good to see him back out there. But as a football team, we're just not where we need to be yet. But as I told our guys, we're going to keep working. Got a big game next week in Chicago. We got some work to do this week, continue to get better and go from there. Injury-wise, Derek Kendrick has a wrist. We'll know more about that tomorrow. That's really the only thing that happened in the game today of any notice.
When you see Deshaun make a throw, actually a lob into three Ravens, I mean, does it make you wonder if he'll ever get it?
He got some work to do, you know. I think that's a fair question if he'll ever get it. I think he will. But he's got to keep working. I mean, those are the things that he's got to really fight against, you know. And so that's one of the areas of the field where there's been some struggles, you know, but there's also been some improvement. So you want to keep, you know, it going that way. Today we took a step back.
Is he just panicking there?
I'm sorry?
Do you think he's just panicking on that play?
Obviously. I mean, I just think he didn't, you know, obviously didn't see the things he needed. And I think in those times of stress, he's got to, you know, think through it and make the right decision and not let, you know, not let it take him over, you know. So that's what it felt like. And want to watch the tape and see everything he saw. But, again, he can make those plays better. We've all seen him do it better. But we've also seen all of a sudden when it goes off the rails, it goes off the rails. So he's got to get better that way.
How about the strip sack in the end zone? What can he – is there anything he could have done?
No, that was a quick game pass. And let's just be honest, the guy ran around Spencer. Spencer wasn't able to get the guy stopped. The guy beat him, you know, and got him. So that's unfortunate. But I think all that, as a young quarterback, I think all that starts to pile on you. You know, all of a sudden you're taking a quick game throw and then you get hit. You know, there's a couple of other quick game throws and he was still getting hit. So we got to do better protecting him, and he's got to do better protecting himself. But he also got to do a better job of protecting the ball.
Q, you said you wanted to see him play every game. Will you rethink that at all? Can he get to the finish line from here?
I think he can, Tony. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm going to watch the tape and make the best decision, I think, for a football team because we're still trying to win. We're not here just trying to get through the season. And I don't look at it like that, and I'm not going to let our players look at it like that. We're trying to win. And if the best decision is to move forward in a different direction, we will. But at the same time, I want him to finish this if he can. And we'll see.
I asked you this the other day, but don't you think all this talk of we have to get another quarterback in here somehow has to be in his head?
Come on, no. You're out there playing the game, you know. To me, is one way to make sure that talk stops is to play good. I mean, why would that end up in the quarterback's head? You know, you're here playing, so you get to make sure how that unfolds, you know. And again, quarterbacks are going to come here regardless, you know, whether he plays good or not. I mean, that's just the nature of the National Football League. We're going to put quarterbacks on this football team. So that's just, I don't think that's an issue at all.
You guys were pinned back a couple times today deep in your own territory. You called some runs on some earlier downs.
Uh-huh.
Why did you call the pass play there?
Because we had a couple of looks that I thought that we can make it happen. One time we had Josh down the sideline just didn't, you know, the execution of it. We had a couple of opportunities to make some better plays. And there was a couple times we did run the ball again, you know, and all of a sudden coming off from back there. So we kind of mixed it. You know, Baltimore is a well-coached defensive football team. You do one thing, they'll get it stopped. So we made some adjustments and tried to throw a couple balls. Hey, they made a play.
Hey, Hugh, when you say you'd like Deshaun to finish the season, if he can finish it, did he come through this okay physically?
Yeah, no, he did. But I just think when I say if he can, you know, again, I need to see where he is. I mean, this is tough on a young player. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, this guy has been battling as hard as he can all year. You know, it's a good 1 week, not as good and good. You know, we just got to – I want to see where he is because this is about his future as a quarterback in the National Football League. It's not just about letting him play and seeing this and seeing that. I want to do what's best for him also as we move forward, and I think that's important.
I know it's complicated, but you guys were up 7-3, and once again, the defense immediately gave up the reversing touchdown. Why does that keep happening?
Well, again, I mean, the other team, you know, they get paid too to make plays, you know, and so they're making plays. It's not that our defense is trying to give that up. I mean, offenses and making some plays, break a tackle here, make a play there. Next thing you know, they're up in the end zone. So it's not like we're trying to. Our defensive players are battling their tails off. Our offensive players are too. Sometimes the other team makes more plays than you do, you know, and that's what's happening.
I know you have a whole team to coach, but you have quarterback expertise. Mm-hmm. In what ways do you think you and David Lee have helped Deshaun improve over the course of the season?
Well, I think there's a lot of things he's improved. My disappointment is the consistency of doing it week in and week out, you know, all the time. That's what we both want to see. You know, last week we were feeling good about the completion percentage and where we were headed and all those things, and then you take a nosedive, you know, and that's the concern. So I think there's a lot of things he's improved on. I think there's some things he's got to continue to get better at. Obviously, he's played a lot of football this year. Not winning football yet, but football. And he's got to continue to get better in all the areas as a quarterback in the National Football League. I'm going to say it again. The guy is one of the youngest starters in all the league. He's young, so he's got work to do.
Hugh, before the game, a report surfaced that Marvin Lewis is going to be done in Cincinnati after the season. I'm curious about, you know, does that come as a surprise to you? And then now there's all kinds of speculation that perhaps, you know, that'll be a landing spot.
Mary Kay, I've kind of known about Marvin. Obviously, we all know Marvin's a close friend, but trust me, I'm not running from this. I mean, I've never gone any place and left it worse than what I found it, and I'm not going to run from this. So I'm going to be here, and I need to get this fixed as fast as I can, and because I think it's important. It's important to me to help these players, help this organization, this city, become what I think we can become. So, again, I got too many things going on here. I can't worry about what's happening in Cincinnati.
Hugh, at the moment, do you think this is worse than when you found it?
Well, obviously, it's not as good as when I found it. I mean, at that time, that was a 3-13 football team when I signed up, you know, and that's not where we are right now. So we're not where we need to be. I see some things that we can build on, but I see some things that we got to really fix as we continue to move forward.
Has the losing shaken any of your long-term results?
No. I told you guys probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago, this doesn't define me. I get all this. Hugh, this is your record. This is how it works. I got that. But this will not define me as a football coach. I know what's here. I know how we got here. I see it. We all do. I mean, what we got to do is fix it. I mean, talking about it, it's not going to do anything. I mean, the record is what it is. We are in the situation we are, and we got work to do.
How disappointing is it to finish without a home?
Very. I apologize to our fans that we weren't able to do that, to get a home victory in our stadium. And I said that to our players. But hopefully this is the end of all that. I hope it is. You know, I'm not going to make any guarantees that it is because you never know. You never know what happens from year to year. But at the same time, I mean, it can't get much worse than this, true? It can't. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, it can't get much worse than what it is. So we got to find a way to get on the other side and get there and keep working.
Did you expect Josh to have a bigger impact than he's had? And if so, why do you think he's had that?
I think Josh has had a real impact. I think Josh is doing some good things. It takes more than just Josh. You know, I think that's where we lose. I mean, it's the offensive line's got to do their part. Quarterback's got to do their part. He's got to do his part. It's a all-consuming thing. But I think Josh has done some really good things, and I think he's got to continue to keep growing and keep working. I think he's been in this league long enough to see what he needs to do and what he's doing. So he'll be fine.
When you look at the fact that that Deshaun has committed, I think it's 25 of your 36 turnovers now, when you look at the numbers, I mean, is this as simple as saying that perhaps if he had, you know, maybe a veteran or somebody that could have stepped in for you this year, that maybe things would have been different?
I wish it was that simple, Mary Kay. You don't know. You know, I don't want to even speculate to that. We got to get our quarterback that's playing for us right now quit turning the ball over. Just that simple.
Just to follow up on Josh, I mean, I get what you say, but we also see him not get off the line last week. There was the miscommunication on the one down the sideline today. There was one off his hands. Just doesn't seem like he's having the impact you would expect from him. Is that not playing for 3 years?
Yeah, obviously, but I think he is. I think what you guys are judging and what we're seeing is just two different things. I mean, I appreciate that you guys get to judge it all. you know, but I think Josh is doing some good things. He's not scoring the touchdowns that we all see and want and all that, but he's making consistent plays. He's a contributing member of this football team. He works his tail off like everybody else. He's been outstanding in our building, and I think that's the starting block for Josh. And then I think the rest will take care of itself.
The guys who wind up coming back next year, what are they getting out of this? That'll
that's a good question. You know, it's not fun. I mean, I don't like this because it teaches something that you don't want taught. You know, it's either you got to learn to absorb this and deal with it, or you got to learn to not wear it. You know, it's one or the other. I'm talking about the losing, let's just be honest. And this is what happens. You start learning that this is okay. This is not okay. This is not what any of us want to be a part of. This is just where we are right now. It's unfortunate. I don't like it. The players don't like it. Nobody does. So that's why we're trying to fix it, and we will fix it. I guarantee you that.
You talk about the players either coping with it or, you know, basically taking it in or finding it acceptable. How are you coping with
it? I don't. I ain't going to even lie to you. I can't. I'm not coping with this very well. I haven't for 2 years. I've never been in this situation. I'm just being very honest with you. It's not something I want to deal with. It's not something I think is fair to anybody, not just myself, the coaching staff and the players, our fans, everybody. We have to fix this. That's what we're committed to doing. I think that's what Dee and Jimmy Haslam have made a commitment that, look, we're going to turn the corner here. We're going to turn the page on this, and then we're going to get back to doing this thing the way we think this needs to be done. You know, and how am I coping with it? Not well. I don't handle this very well. But handling this for 2 years, I mean, I would never be able to do this for a third year. I'm just being honest with you.
Part of the report with Marvin is that if another head coaching or a front office job doesn't materialize, he would be interested in joining one of his former assistants in like an advisor role. Would you be interested in a reunion?
Wow. I'd take Marvin in any way I could take him. I know what Marvin is. But again, I don't want to get into all those things. I think what's happening in Cincinnati, I respect him and what he's done there and what he's, you know, if we say he's moving on, then that's what Marvin's going to do. And I think he deserves the right to go out his way, and talking about what he may do and where he may go. I don't think that's the time to do that right now.
What did you hope, and what can you say to the fans to give them some kind of hope that this isn't going to happen again next year?
There's no way. It can't. I mean, there's not a bone in my body to think this will ever be like this again. And I know I said this a year ago, that I didn't think that it would be this way heading into this season. It is. I was wrong. You know, I'd be the first to tell you that, and I'll stand on that. But there's no way that this organization, this football team, this city, D, Jimmy, the rest of the people in the organization can stomach this again. There's no way. And I know we won't. You know, there's too many competitive people in that organization, in that building, and that know what we need to do moving forward to do it right, to get this organization back to where it needs to be.